Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of August 2018, and this is the 857th Mole Out Loud podcast. Today is Book Lovers Day, and it's an unofficial holiday on which we are encouraged to read. Pick up a favourite book and read. So if that's what you're planning to do today or have been doing today, I wish you all the best with it. What a wonderful way to spend the day, and also know that you're doing it in the company of others. I'm not going to be spending the day reading, but I will be reading some things, and I will also be writing. I'm going to work quite a lot on my book today, and so I hope to be providing reading matter for future Book Lovers Days. This morning we had a bit of a show and tell at the cafe of favourite books or books that were special in some way. And we had one person who brought Swallows and Amazons and, oh gosh, what is it called? That one about the year of cholera. I think it's Garcia Marquez, but I'm not quite sure, so I might be wrong. And another person brought a book about books. Lots and lots of little snippets about famous people's relationships to books, and a book about waterfalls in Tasmania that his parents had written, and it was the first of 100 imprints of that. And what was the other one? Oh, an old Tasmanian book written by a doctor about his residences in Tasmania. And I had a great time. I didn't know about this day of the book until about, 20 minutes before we left, before I had to leave to get there. And I just realised how many treasures I kind of have, and how I don't appreciate them often enough. And so it was lovely to bring some of these things out to breathe, to air, and show them to people. So what did I bring? I brought a Tintin book, which is written in Banduch, in Swiss German, the Swiss German that they speak specifically in Bern. So it's quite a very specific dialect. And the particular Tintin it is about Tintin flying to Sydney. So having that lovely Australian connection with Ban, which is where I grew up. And so I brought that. And I brought a book, the Oxford Book of Modern Verse, which is a very worn copy, but it was owned by my grandparents. Well, it was given by my grandfather to my grandmother. And they've written poems to each other in the fly leaves. And they've also transcribed some of my father's poetry on those other free pages there. So it's a very annotated copy. They've also circled the poems that were the favourites of an uncle who died very young, who also wrote poems, but I don't think there are any by him in there. So that's my most special book, I think, that I have. And I also, when I was going through my parents' things, when I cleared the house, the flat out, I found this album, and I've got no idea who made it. Sorry about my squeaky doors. But it's an album of monograms and addresses. They look as if they might be late 19th century, early 20th century. And they've been laid out with he or she has watercolored different themes for each page, and then cut these things out very meticulously and made patterns with them. I've never seen anything like it, and I really wish I knew more about it. So that was more of a curiosity thing than a personal reading, a reading favourite. But I hadn't really looked at it carefully before, and one of the or two of the other people there own a stamp shop, and they're very interested in those kind of what would you call them, sort of associated objects. So that was a lovely start to the day, and I think I'm going to give myself some pleasure reading time today in between, and just remember and also thank the people, in my mind at least, thank the people who have written these books for me to enjoy. I'm going to start work in a minute, so I'm going to, and I'm really going, I have become a bit more focused. I realise how soon it is that I need to get something that is coherent. And now that I've sent the scene off to the writers group who I'm meeting tonight, I'm ready to go with my outline again, which is I need to lighten my tone with it, really start enjoying it. I wrote out a plan of how I was going to approach it last night, gave myself very clear tasks for today. I really got real with what I needed to do over the next 4 weeks, and I've got it all laid out on my desk, so it's all ready to go. Now I just need to sit down and do it. I do hope that you're going to have a lovely day today with your books, whether you're reading them or writing them or looking at them or stroking them. I hope today is a great day for your books. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.